Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us. All right, let's go back last week to the draft. And, you know, we had the opening round. And most of the time, the night belongs to the number one pick. But Laremy Tunsil's fall and the controversy around him going in the 13th slot to Miami, it kind of stole a lot of that thunder and became the story of the night. Josh Houts joins us from FinInsider.com, covers the Dolphins, and we'll talk about Laremy Tunsil. How are you, Josh? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
All right, so the Dolphins, when they went into the draft, what were they looking for? And what was the ideal player at that position at number 13?
Heading into the draft, I think the Dolphins ideally were looking to maybe move up into that 8th spot with Cleveland. I heard a lot of things that they were interested in Ezekiel Elliott, but obviously that didn't pan out. So at 13, I think they were probably looking for probably the best player that fell to them. Either Vernon Hargraves, which that also didn't happen, or probably William Jackson or Eli Apple. They had a huge need at cornerback, and I think that's where they were originally planning to look with the 13th overall pick in the draft.
Were they surprised that Laremy Tunsil was on the board?
Absolutely. I mean, as we all know, heading into the draft before those before the trade with the Rams, Tunsil was almost penciled in to be the first overall pick in the draft. So, I mean, to see him fall as far as he did once he got to around 10 or 11, I think Miami started to believe that they actually had a chance to draft Laremy Tunsil.
Now, we saw Laremy Tunsil fall, and we saw the picture of the gas mask and all that, but these teams do a lot of research, and they do a lot of investigation into these players, so I don't know if it was that much of a shock of that kind of thing that made him fall, but for Miami, how did they answer for that sort of controversy?
I think prior to the pick, I know Mike Tannenbaum and Chris Greer and Stephen Ross and the rest of the Miami Dolphins front office, they kind of weighed the pros and cons. They saw that Miami had a huge need on the offensive line. Brandon Albert can't stay healthy. They really don't have much help at guard. So I think they kind of weighed how great of a player Laremy Tunsil was with the off-the-field issues, and they felt like he was the best player, and he obviously was above and beyond the best player at that time. So they pulled the trigger.
Yeah, let's go back to that for a second. Give us an idea of what the Miami Dolphin offensive line was looking like prior to this pick and what it may look like coming into camp.
Well, prior to the pick, I mean, they had Brandon Albert at left tackle. At the guard position, it was pretty much a crapshoot between newly signed Jermon Bushrod from Chicago and Dallas Thomas. They also had Billy Turner, who never really lived up to the hype. And, I mean, now with Laremy Tunsil, Miami has a plethora of options. They could use him at left tackle or right, but I think his best fit is going to be a guard for the immediate future.
The Dolphins have sort of insinuated that they know who leaked that, and it may have been a former financial advisor. How strong of a conviction does the Dolphin organization have to make that claim?
Yeah, I also heard that. I believe that there were a couple reports that Miami knew who the person who leaked the video was, but then I also heard an interview with Mike Tannenbaum yesterday that said that the team wasn't quite sure who it was. So,
okay.
I mean, there's some conflicting reports, so I'm not really sure whether or not they know for sure it was the financial advisor, but as of now, he seems to be the one that everyone's pointing the finger at.
And there seems to be a controversy on both. I've seen articles going both ways on whether Tunsil will go into the league drug program. That seems a little early, is it not, to make that evaluation?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I mean, I know Miami, they felt pretty good with their pick when they made that selection that he would avoid all that. But then like you said, I read some reports today that said that they'll be doing some investigating of their own. And I guess they have to meet with Tunsil himself and try to figure out whether or not he needs to start in that program. And I guess they'll go from there.
Josh Houts joins us, FinInsider.com on the Miami Dolphins. Josh, outside of Tunsil, how did the Dolphins do in the draft?
I like what the Dolphins did in the draft. I mean, in the second round, they moved up and got Xavien Howard. They definitely needed help at cornerback. He'll most likely start opposite of Byron Maxwell in the secondary. I felt like maybe there were a few players there that would have been a better value, but Miami traded up. And then, again, in the third round, Kenyon Drank, he was kind of he's a running back for Alabama, kind of a surprise there. I thought Kenneth Dixon and C.J. Process was a better fit for the team, but they went with Kenyon Drake, and And throughout the rest of the draft, I mean, they drafted two wide receivers. I felt like heading into the draft, that was one of their areas of strength. And to select two wide receivers, I mean, they're loading up on offense. They're giving Adam Gase all the weapons. So it seemed like it was a pretty good draft overall.
Adam Gase, and I know it's early and we'll see a lot more fingerprints on this team as camps open and OTAs and all of that. But so far, is there a noticeable difference around the Dolphin facility with him in charge?
I mean, it's you almost have to figure because Joe Philbin, you got to love the guy for what he tried to do, but he just wasn't a very good head coach. I know that it sounds like the players are really buying into what Adam Gase is bringing to the table. I know there was a big story out there about how he was going to handle rookie minicamps in the near future, more so just going into the classroom and getting these players prepared to become professionals. So I don't think they're going to be putting on any pads. They're not going to be practicing. They're just going to be learning how to be professionals. And, I mean, everything that I keep hearing, it sounds like the Dolphins and the organization believe Adam Gase is the guy to put this team over that 8-8 mark that we've been stuck in for the last several years.
Tunsil's, is he a starter right away? What's the? I mean, he's number one, their first round pick, so I'm expecting impact right away. But where is he on right now in terms of need and his talent?
Yeah, right now I think Miami probably feels pretty good with Brandon Albert at left tackle. They have Juwan James at right tackle, so really it's just the guard positions. I think it might be a little crazy to say, but Laremy Tunsil might already be the best offensive lineman on this team. I mean, I know we have Mike Pouncey. We have, again, Brandon Albert, Juwan James, all first-rounders. But, I mean, the skill set Laremy Tunsil brings to the Miami Dolphins is something that I think a lot of fans are really going to enjoy getting to see over the next, hopefully, decade.
Let's go back to during the season and how disappointing it was for the Dolphins. And when you look back on how the year went and how it all unfolded, what level of disappointment was it given their expectations?
Yeah, it was. We've seen it happen time and time again with this team. You get your hopes up because they constantly were winning in free agency, constantly making the big splash. But I mean, last year on paper, the Dolphins looked like they were going to be a pretty good team, and to come out. I think they barely beat Washington, and then they started to sputter. Once they got rid of Joe Philbin, again, Dan Campbell, he had the team playing hard, and then again, they just kind of fell apart. So, I mean, it was an up-and-down season, but, I mean, this is what you expect from the Miami Dolphins. Heartbreak when all is said and done.
A couple of days after the draft, and fans usually jump to social media to react. Laremy Tunsil's a good player. He's got great talent. There is controversy. How did the Dolphin fans take that pick?
I think Dolphin fans loved it. Everyone was surprised that he fell there. Going into the draft, a lot of people wanted the Dolphins to draft a guard. I mean, I don't think they expected to draft one in the first round, but when a talent like Laremy Tunsil fell to 13, I think that was kind of what fans were focused on. And I think everyone believes it was a home run pick, and the rest of the draft everyone seemed happy with. So it's one of those rare things, but it seems like Miami Dolphin fans are a lot happier today than they were, say, a week ago.
Yeah, Josh Houts again, FinInsider.com on the Miami Dolphins, the Laremy Tunsil saga from Thursday night. I really appreciate the insight, Josh. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this could be the story as we look back on the 2016 draft. This could be one of the stories where if Tunsil is successful, then we'll look back and say, okay, what scared teams off? How did the research on guys, how did it fail teams that were really looking at Tunsil high on their board? Listen, I don't think this was a draft day reaction. I think these guys did their research, kind of thought that there might be a character flaw here, were maybe a little scared off. When this leaked, it may have just confirmed that. Teams may have gone into the draft going, yeah, we're a little iffy on this, and then this put it over the top. I don't think for a second that a team was ready to draft Laremy Tunsil, and these pictures popped up, and they went, no, we're not going to do it. They put too much money in these picks. They put way too much research and time and effort into these guys. We're talking investing millions of dollars, so you know they're going to be backing up their research. But if the Miami Dolphins get a Pro Bowl caliber player, I mean, if 5 or 6 years from now, we're talking about Laremy Tunsil being one of the top offensive linemen, one of the top left tackles in the league, then people may look back and go, how did they get that wrong? How did teams get this wrong? What did they overreact to something that they shouldn't? How does this affect research on kids in future drafts? We'll know in a couple of years whether this guy's got the goods and he's got his head on straight. Let's stay with the Dolphins because Gase has got a very interesting way to deal with rookies. I'll tell you about that next. Yahoo Sports Radio.